Good morning, Lara.
Good morning.
So, Lara, how exactly does virtual reality treatment work?
Virtual reality is a new method that we're applying to our exposure-based therapies, where the aim is really to make delivering our therapy to children more accessible for clinicians, easier to conduct in clinic rooms, whereby we can still get the same effect of exposing children to multiple different things that they're afraid of in order for them to overcome their fears and their phobias.
And well, how important is it that phobia is treated within one session?
You know, phobias are one of the most common mental health problems that that children and adults alike face. And the really important thing is that we know that they onset very early. By 3 years of age, children are showing signs of phobic anxiety and avoidance. And what's really important and significant from this is that those phobias in very young children go on to predict lifelong anxiety and broader mental health problems. So if we can actually treat a phobia in one session, of which we have good evidence for adults and older children, if we can do that with preschoolers, then we might actually change the course of their development and actually prevent a whole host of mental health problems later in life.
Now, some of the testing you do is, or some of the treatment you do is with phobias of dogs. Now, based on some of the tests you've done so far, has there been evidence that virtual reality treatment is more effective than using real dogs?
The virtual reality component of the research we're doing is a smaller study, and it's going to be the first study where we can look at the effectiveness of the virtual reality in a small cohort of children aged 8 to 12 years. So this piece of research is going to inform us whether we can indeed approximate the outcomes that we would get by using live stimuli in the therapy room. But what we're doing in order to try and enhance the effectiveness of the virtual reality is, instead of exposing a child to one or two dogs, if they're fearful of dogs, in what we would do in kind of a real life exposure therapy, by using virtual reality, we can expose the child to six or eight or more dogs within the same period of time of all different breeds and all different sizes to really try and target the fear and enhance the learning that occurs through exposure therapy. And we have, you know, good basic science research telling us that the more stimuli we expose a child to, the better our outcomes. So in that sense, we are hopeful that virtual reality will actually add something more than what we can do in the typical way of delivering exposure with live stimuli.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Lara Farrell, Associate Professor of Applied Psychology at Griffith University, talking about the treatment of childhood phobias with virtual reality. Now, Lara, are there limits to the treatment that could potentially be used with virtual reality? Is there some phobias that wouldn't be able to be used?
I guess the creation of the virtual reality technology is where we need to have the stimuli that we can actually record and video. So certainly, you know, doing exposures to storms, for example, you know, requires us to be able to get that kind of footage. So I think the background work in developing, a suite of virtual reality materials to be used in therapy will take some time and to date, it's not currently and readily available to clinicians. So I think, you know, there's much work to be done. And, you know, our virtual reality research is really just in its early stages.
And childhood phobia is commonly linked with mental health issues such as anxiety or depression later in life?
Absolutely. There's really compelling evidence that came out of some large longitudinal studies in recent years that have shown that the earliest onset of these mental health problems in adults, of all types of mental health problems, can be most frequently traced back to phobias during childhood. And, you know, that's the focus of our 5-year study, is taking preschool-aged children who have the development and the onset of a phobia and treating them with a one-session treatment which has proven effective in adults and older children. And that involves exposing preschoolers to live stimuli and following children up for a couple of years later to actually see if we can prevent the onset of other anxiety problems that occur following a phobia.
And just one last question for you. Will the likelihood of a phobia escalating into this mental illness, will it decline if the phobia is treated earlier?
You know, that's the hope, and certainly the longitudinal studies have really pushed that forward as a major priority for mental health research, is actually testing whether if we can treat a phobia very early in life and give children the learning of being able to face their fears rather than avoid their fears, might that change the trajectory of their risk for other mental health problems? And certainly that is our hope and the aim of our 5-year NHMRC-funded trial.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Lara.
Thank you so much for having me.